I wanted Joe to throw it.
Yeah, talk about your bond. I mean, you guys were roommates, best friends here.
Yeah, you know, we came in together, actually came on a recruiting visit together, met each other there, and, you know, he lived two floors above me in the dorm, so, you know, we've been together pretty much every year we've been here, and, you know, we're always on the practice field together, even when he was a backup to Zach. You know, I was always going with the twos, too, then, and, you know, he was always doing a great job then, too, so we've been together the whole time we've been here, practice, out of practice. You know, we're still great friends.
What's it like for you to be ahead of Johnny Rogers and all those other guys?
You know, it's a great honor just to be named up there with those guys and, you know, to be put on a list like that, anything here in Nebraska that you're, you know, up on an all-time list is a great feeling and a great honor, you know, to be up there with them.
What are you guys saying to you on the sidelines that everybody seemed to keep up
with? Yeah, you know, people were coming over saying congrats. Everybody pretty much said congratulations except Todd Peterson. He told me he wasn't going to congratulate me until the end of the game if we won. So thank God we won, and he came up to me after the game and came through on that. So it was pretty cool.
I'm admitting that the record breaker was after the
go-ahead touchdown. Yeah, you know, I didn't know where I was at that point, but that was definitely a fun one to catch it on and, you know, to catch that touchdown there. Yeah, I told Joe, thank you for just lofting that up there so I could think about it for a little bit. But it wasn't that bad. You know, it's a lot easier when he just throws a dart out there and you get it fast and you're able to just run with it. But, you know, I kind of had to wait for it for a second. But, you know, we've been waiting to run that play all day, waiting to set up those corners with a couple slants and, you know, inside breaking routes. And, you know, it was just time to, you know, exploit them a little bit and go over the top. Yeah, that's a tough call, and that's why I think I'm not in there, because I probably would have called it a lot earlier. But, you know, Coach Watson does a great job up there seeing and, you know, reading their defense. And, you know, obviously it was perfect timing for that call.
Hey, what's your thought on just the impact that seniors had in this game? Yourself and Marlon making some big plays, and the guy that Zach Carter on defense, but kind of the, I guess, what's the latest here, whatever you're trying to do for the younger guys to get this program going back.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things that we came up with as a, you know, the Unity Council and seniors is just, you know, finishing every game, every play, you know, like it's your last, and, you know, going into every game knowing you're going to win and, you know, playing like that. And, you know, I think everybody's portraying that very well, especially, you know, all the seniors. And, you know, I think it's definitely, you know, coming throughout the team now, and all the younger guys, you can see them, you know, working their butt off and, you know, working on each play to get it done. No, not really. You know, I don't really care what they say. You know, what is a possession guy anyways? You know, a receiver's a receiver, and, you know, I know what I can do. I think all the coaches know what I can do and everybody on this team. So that definitely doesn't bother me at all.
Anything else for Nate?